Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hello, right, everybody. Welcome to season 17, episode number 3,734. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hogg. Montgomery! And two, are in the Men's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy.
Ted's Meat and Potatoes has a very special announcement concerning Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drink and they drink. All right, here we go. A man in London is leaping between two buildings, and he doesn't make it. Meanwhile, a six-year-old drinking beer in a gas station tells the clerk that he needs a cup for his chewing tobacco spit. Naked man with machete trying to rob a man's clothes is definitely the Florida way. Florida woman who called 911 11,000 times said it's a fun game to play. And a woman on a train has a dog try to eat her chips. The real story, they were shrimp cocktail flavored. That's what I took from that. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category. So close.
Let's go.
So close. We will spin the category wheel. And then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. So far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Danny, who thought Stranger Things was a documentary about glory holes and found a way to answer 16 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Big contestant, play Big Dummy. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All the shows, away we go. Welcome to season 17, episode number 3,734. What a large and charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Head chef. Back in the house, Ted's Mean Potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Talking salsa.
Big announcement.
Big announcement.
Correct.
Okay. Is this concerning the salsa that you spoke of a few weeks back?
It is. Number one, look, I'll let a little secret out. It's delicious.
It is fantastic. Yes, secret number one.
Absolutely. Secret number one. It is awesome. Mm-hmm. I've been hands-on. I've been up in Arlington at San Juan Salsa Company headquarters. I mean, the chef's been working.
Okay. So we have a very special announcement concerning the brand new salsa.
All right.
It's very exciting coming up with the head chef.
Exciting.
And Ted's Meat and Potatoes. What else we got for you today? More Men's Room on the way exclusively on the Odyssey app. Join us for the Men's Room Happy Hour. We have Dirty Big Dummy on tap for you, as we do every time we play Big Dummy. This week, I changed it up. We go back to the world of actual porn titles.
Okay.
All right. Titles of the movies. So one is not an actual porn movie.
All right.
Okay. I'll give you an example here. Let's see here. Can't do that one.
Here it all,
Add Mama to the Train. Is that a porn title?
I hope so.
Or is that something that was made up? That's coming up.
I hope not.
Dirty Big Dummy. One is not a porn title. People like to play along with the Dirty Big Dummy at home as well.
They really do.
Keep in mind that it's an adult segment. There's a reason when you search for the Men's Room Happy Hour channel, it says explicit on there, especially today. The terminology is going to be adult, so just keep that in mind when you listen so that you don't have kids around. So join us for that. And today is the day we play the actual game known as Big Dummy. It is an easy game to play. We'll spin the category wheel. You are either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. As you said so far, our biggest dummy, Steve, is Danny. Took Danny 16 questions to get one right. And as we do play Big Dummy, we like to do a little Men's Room poll. Last week, believe it or not, it was all about being naked. And we haven't changed much today, but last week, being naked at one. And your choices: to be naked at a funeral, to be naked at a job interview, Chuck E. Cheese, or someone's wedding. One of these places, you are going to be naked. So here's how the voting is. We put the poll up for you if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, and here are the results. The last place that anyone wanted to be naked, with 12% of the vote, coming in at number 4, that would be Chuck E. Cheese.
It's probably a good decision for all the obvious reasons.
Yeah.
My only defense to Chuck E. Cheese was like, look, you dive into the ball pit and just do not come in here. There's a way to cover yourself.
And as far as prosecution goes, and you think to yourself, this would not be a good idea to be around kids, be naked like that. We had two stories we pulled up of people who were naked, either outside or inside of a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, it did not go well for them.
Both of them did not even get arrested.
Mm-hmm.
So they got in trouble for other things, because then they told him to put his clothes on and go home. But he went across the street to a convenience store and then took his clothes off again. And then they arrested him.
Right. Think about that.
Yeah.
Naked outside of Chuck E. Cheese, like, go home,
we
Fred.
We gave you a warning. Put clothes on and go home. He did. But he didn't. He walked across the street.
Take that deal every time.
Yeah. Coming in at number 3, a job interview. Only 22% of you said that's where you'd like to be naked. Funeral was number 2 at 26% of the vote. Overwhelmingly, 40% of you said, if I have to be naked someplace, it's going to be at a wedding. If I did that, it would be at someone else's wedding that I don't know.
That I don't know, yeah, for sure.
I'm not going to a wedding of people that's family, that are friends. I'm not going to be in that circle. Like, I cannot believe Miles
ruined their wedding. I mean, it was beautiful. And then,
right. Or made the wedding.
He got naked.
Right. It was really dull until Miles showed
if
up.
If I got naked at your wedding, Mike, would that have made things better?
No.
No, it wouldn't have. Would it?
I disagree.
Well, you it should was have, a fine like, wedding. We but... were guests. It would have been better for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but still, like, it's supposed to be your day, not the day you talk about me running around naked.
Well, you're not really stealing the show. People just need to stop looking at you. You're not making noise.
Right.
You didn't interrupt anything. You didn't get drunk. Okay. Right. You didn't flirt with the bride. You're just sitting in the pews with everyone else. You just happened to be butt naked.
And I know.
And sure, he did the chicken dance later naked, but still.
And I know it's not a real thing. I'm just saying, hypothetically, for some reason, if you got married again, like the one wedding I do it at is yours.
Oh, sweet, okay.
Well, just because you always, like, make those jokes. Yeah, I mean, like, if anybody would roll with it, I'd be like, hey, Miles probably won't care that much.
I've seen enough.
Ted would care, Miles would care the least.
Yeah, right?
Probably.
Actually, I can tell you now, my wife, just knowing what I know of my wife and what she thinks of you, Miles, just like, goddamn, Miles, just ignore it. Like, that'd be the whole thing. I'll talk to him tomorrow. Just ignore it.
Yeah, he'll be.
I know he's naked.
Strangely enough, we'll get naked again today, sort of.
Miles, where do you put the koozie? You're naked.
Hey. I did see a video where the guy was, he had a sock, and he ran through the reception area.
Like, of all those places, I think the wedding is the least odd place to see a naked person.
For some reason,
people are
right.
Partying, people are on the dance floor, everybody's
so,
like,
wait now. So as far as being naked, right, it's you showing your genitalia. So, a woman can wear a bikini, she's not showing nipples, nobody cares. You see, all of her boobs is cancer. So, if I have a sock on my penis, and a pair of shoes, because I'm going out in public, am I legal? I have a loincloth to cover my butt, all right? But I have a sock on my penis, and I now go to Safeway because I got a sock. I'm not showing any genitalia.
I don't know about the shirt and shoes requirement. That, like, growing up, that was a sign on almost every place you'd walk into.
Okay, but
no,
it never
shirt,
says pants.
No shoes, no service.
All right, so I put on a shirt and then put a sock around my penis. I have shoes. Yeah.
I think you'd be in Florida. Technically, in Florida, I think it would be normal.
It does not count in Florida because you could be butt naked on a unicycle. Mm-hmm. They don't care.
Yeah,
but.
In Texas, if it was the American flag, you could do it.
But, I mean, what can they really say? I'm not showing genitalia. It's not something I want to do.
You get an American flag sock.
I'm just curious that if I did it, I have my shoes, I've got a shirt, I'm in 7-Eleven, I'm buying taquitos, you know, a cop walks in, I know that you would not be happy about it. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm not breaking the law, am I?
I've been on this one for years, right? Because women can show cleavage.
Right.
But you can't show nipples. So I'm with you. Like, why can't I show some berry cleavage?
I'm not trying to show my berry cleavage.
Oh, I'm thinking like the berries are like the twigs covered.
Ted, I'm trying to be somewhat decent.
Oh, so you're saying
Ted's hanging bright.
The shaft is the offensive part of the penis?
Correct.
Like, we don't know. Do they break it down?
It's not the best one.
I don't have to show you. You know where they are.
I'm like, this is just cleavage.
Thank you, though.
Boys. See, that's not the part you want to see, though.
It's not, but I don't necessarily want to see every woman's cleavage. I will look at all, but it doesn't mean I'm happy. But yeah, if you are. Hanging a bit of brain, but the twig itself, right? Because think about old men at the beach. They're sitting there
a little
on the bench.
Showing.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I see his testicles. He doesn't know it. But I mean, they are right there. But no one ever calls the police, but like if his penis were hanging out, someone calls the cops. So Ted,
absolutely,
you might be onto something. I'm just going to let him hang out.
Could be a look.
What if it's a thong? Basically just comes up the back.
That's what I mean. Thongs are legal.
Yeah. Right? Aren't they? I mean, you can wear a thong to the beach.
Correct.
I mean, and show your whole backside.
Correct. So the cheeks aren't the offensive part.
Correct.
Right. It's the dead center.
It's the middle. Okay. All right.
I got a new Halloween outfit.
Mm-hmm. Wear that at all.
And even when the cops say, what do you dress as? Like a pervert.
Now, it was probably...
you can't tell.
It's probably 3 to 4 years ago I made the decision that I could not take Instagram anymore. And it was for a very specific reason that, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But I was I felt a sense of relief. When I got off of it, because it would sometimes drive me crazy, and I would see pictures that I didn't really approve of, and then I would get a wormhole.
Is this from Crackback?
And I'd realize that, yeah. She just sent me some. I was just like, really? Again?
His daughter sent a picture, and I said, look, man, I know what your daughter said. Nobody goddamn stands like. She's doing the thing where...
She's like, you know.
You know, you kind of twist your back. So Miles said, what
she's
did
in
you say?
Dress, you know,
are you cracking your back or
something like that? You know, just dad joking her.
She's like, stop hating dad.
You're the one who gave me the scoliosis.
All right, whatever.
Oh,
that explains the picture.
Wow.
Exactly. Oh, don't worry. She's in Greece, like on a beach.
No, I'm just like, if she said that, I'm like, that is a night, like, fair comeback.
You know what? Oh, yeah. Was it a comeback or is she like, no, that's why I was
she
posing
said, don't
like
be
that.
A hater or something right. like that. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm being a hater.
Like, how are both your ass and your face facing the camera at the same time?
It was daily. It was just one of those things. And it was her friends.
And I don't need to be looking at that. You know what I mean?
Like, I still say you should have just unfollowed her. I've unfollowed people in my family for the same, like, there's just too many, like, beach pictures. It's like, you know what? I don't need to see it.
Right.
I don't care what you wear, but, like,
right,
as her father, it's like, I don't want to see it.
So I got off there. Lo and behold, I'm still on Twitter. I get up this morning, and there are probably about 5 or 6 tweets from people that I know saying, wow, Tommy Lee, I did not need to see that. But I don't believe anybody really minded, to be honest with you.
If you haven't already seen it, like, you know what I mean?
And Tommy Lee apparently quoted, he tweeted, or the comment was, oops. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah.
Whatever.
Oops.
Listen, you know who said oops and I believe them? Justin Timberlake. Because apparently he had a small penis. If you have Tommy Lee's penis, all right, there's no oops. I'd be like, damn right.
Yeah.
Like, if I were built like that, man, you would get blanketed with D-pictures.
If you saw Pam and Tommy on Netflix, there's a scene in, like, episode 4 or 5, somewhere in there, where... you know, Tommy's basically saying, look, Pam is really distraught over this. This is, you know,
the sex tape, right?
This is really, really ruined. She believes, you know, all of her goodness, right? And he's like, you know, it's a personal, you know, infringement upon our lives and our personal life. And, you know, and I feel like, and it hurts me that people see my penis, you know, because I didn't want them to see my penis. And Nikki Sixx looks at him and goes, Tommy, you show your D to everybody.
Right.
All the time. Like, you know, it's always out. I'll turn around and it's just out. He's like, so that's not true. But but he's hanging out there, I guess. I guess he deleted it and put up another picture of, like, an elephant or something like that.
I don't.
We get the idea.
Wait, I mean, it's on purpose.
The main thing I saw last night on Twitter were, like, there's just a lot of people. I mean, he's 60.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people just
Is he that old?
Or he's about 50, 59. Some people are just like, you're 60. And then there's just a whole other generation. I have no idea who he is. He's just an old dude with his penis out.
Yeah, that's sure.
Sure.
It's all, here's what you need to know about Tommy Lee. Yeah. He used to be a young guy with his penis out. Mm-hmm. So nothing has changed.
Right.
It's just what he does.
Exactly.
And, but it's not an accident.
But with this show and with they had a movie and a couple of there's a brand new audience that is exposed to it. I mean, like, my daughters know who he is.
Sure.
Now, and they know who Motley Crue is. And before, they didn't care.
They didn't care. Right. This is an old man
group.
Once
this thing came around. So, and he put this out on Instagram on his own. But today, we're going to ask you to send a pic of your genitals.
Mm-hmm.
You have 4 options of to where this picture is going to go. It's either going to go to your mom. It's going to go to your dad. It's going to go to your boss. And it's going, or your ex's parents. Now, keep in mind, when you play the game, the picture is going to be taken now. You do not have the opportunity to fluff. You do not have the opportunity to trim up. It is going to be you right now with what you got working. You're just going to pull down your pants real quick, take a picture, and you're going to send that off. You can't, you know, make yourself look good. You just got to take a picture as you sit right now. So that's how we're playing the game.
Ooh, right now?
Mom, dad, boss, ex-parents.
It depends how high up the chain the boss goes. Like, the super big boss
The super big boss.
Say, that would not bother me.
Really?
Our immediate boss would not bother me.
No.
I feel like it's everyone in between. Everyone between the CEO and our immediate boss ones where I feel like I would really get the most blowback. I mean, just my experiences with the CEO, I don't think it would stun him.
It would not stun him.
He would not be happy about it. He would ask me to not do it again, but it would not stun him. Our immediate boss would be like, dude, come on.
But what if you, like, dropped the N-bomb with it?
Then he wouldn't say anything.
What do you think of this, my N-bomb?
Yeah, he wouldn't respond.
He couldn't.
He would, wouldn't say a word.
Exactly. Maybe that's how you do it.
He'd just be like, cool.
I don't know who I'm picking on this one.
You know, it's actually, we talked about it in the office. It's tougher now that you read it out loud. I'm like, who am I sending that to?
I mean, the mood. You know,
I've already spooned my ex-mother-in-law.
Nice.
What'd you say? Remember this?
Naked.
And
her dad just died, so maybe that's the right way to go.
Oh, there's a pick me up.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't count.
Because it's just to the stepmom.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, all right.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like, because that makes it easier.
It's only one half.
What, to send it to the... Now that her husband's dead, you think it's better for him to, hey, sorry about your husband. Here's my D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
You think that's better? Really?
I think it makes it seem
for
like
some reason, when I came up with that, I was just picturing, like, both parents still alive in there.
Right, no.
I also said you got to send it on Christmas Day. It's holiday. I'm still around.
It's Merry Christmas, bitches.
It's situational, man. Everybody has a different situation of who they can send it to.
So. Thought you guys were having pork.
Someone here says, I've sent a nude picture to my ex-wife's mother before. Her response was a laughing emoji.
Did you mean to?
That's a good question.
I mean, did you mean to? And how did you mess that up? Like, is your girlfriend's name like Mari or something real close to Mom?
Right.
What the hell?
That's likely what my mother-in-law would do, too, is just kind of laugh at it. I would feel worse about it than her reaction would be.
Guaranteed.
I still don't want to do it. I'd probably go with my dad on this one.
Can I send your mother-in-law my D-pic?
Yes. Everybody in this room can
the same
that.
Age. I'm going to say Mike said it's okay.
Exactly. This would be like, Mike said it's fine.
It's just like dating. It's not creepy because we're the same damn age.
Hey.
Mike said you'd be cool with this.
Right.
Here it is. Mike said send it.
Send it.
Send them all down
send
the
it.
Line.
Send it.
Seems
send
to
it.
Can tell the difference.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game.
Hello, Issa. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Issa.
Hey.
Hola.
What up?
Hola. Hola. Okay. Issa, are you sober or not sober?
Hello?
Hello. Is this Issa?
Yes.
Welcome to Big Dummy. You're on the air, bud. Issa, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Shocking.
That explains a lot. That explains a lot. All right.
All right. He says, send a pic of your genitals to one. Your mom, your dad, your boss, or your ex's parents. Where are you going?
Ex's parents.
Okay.
What do you think their response would be? Would they be upset? Would they laugh?
They'd probably be upset, but I feel like that's kind of the point.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm checking on. Okay.
Did you see Issa's penis? He texted it to me.
All right, Issa, here is your question. In what organ of the human body would you find the alveoli?
Oh, Lord. Alveoli.
Sounds like a pasta dish.
Honestly, yeah, kind of. The heart.
What did I guess? The brain.
Nope.
The brain.
You don't remember this from school? Sadly, I actually remember this from school.
I do not.
The lungs.
The lungs.
Mm-hmm. All right, Issa, your question. The Lost City of the Incas is another name for what Peruvian site?
Site?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Take a guess. You've heard of this place, I guarantee it. Actually, I don't guarantee it.
Inca, what part of the world was that?
South America.
South America.
Peruvian.
Peruvian.
Brazil? I don't know.
Wow. You're doing great. Machu Picchu. By the way, Inca. There's a sex move. The Inca Stinker.
Really? Oh, no.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Give it a try. All right, your question. What river separates the twin cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul? Think of a big-ass river in the U.S.
Yeah.
A
really big one. A mighty one.
A mighty river.
Yes.
You a big dummy!
I have no idea.
Name a river.
A river in the USA.
Mississippi.
Hey, there you go! Just that easy.
Like, whatever the first river that comes to mind, I bet you that's the one.
I was hoping he was just going to be like, Stillaguamish.
What?
Skokomish.
Quit trying to wake me up.
Green.
Here is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Robbie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Robbie, are you sober or not sober?
Oh, I'm halfway not.
All right, Robbie. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay. You get to send a pic of your genitals. Will the pic go to your mom, your dad, your boss, or your ex's parents?
Oh, I'm definitely going with the ex's parents.
Ex's parents.
Wow, they're doing well so far.
Did they like you?
They did at one point in time, I think.
Okay. All right. That means they probably still like you now.
Probably.
But just because I like someone doesn't mean, hey, send me a picture of your penis. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, we don't need to do that to break bread. I'm cool without it. All right, here's your question. Whom did James Earl Ray assassinate?
gray.
Mike doing his incredible charades as he guesses. Took me a second. That's actually very funny, but no.
I don't even know where to start on that.
Well, you figure there's a limited number of people in the U.S. who you say were assassinated versus murdered. So you narrow that down to people.
It basically just means, how popular are you?
Yeah, that's exactly what it means. How important,
are you?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm drawing a blank on that.
I mean, I can give you a hint.
Sure, give me a hint.
It happened in...
Oh, by the way.
Once again, Men's Room Colors.
We are winning today.
The seven words
he was
you can't
pretty
say
upset
on the radio.
That he found out it happened there. Knox really been fine with.
Sucker, mother... and
that, sir, was not Memphis. No, no.
When calling.
That's going to make me...
Back to the program.
That's going to make me cuss.
Well, that's why I said it so innocently. Like, I could give you a hint. I was like, he's not going to have any idea. That hint's not going to help.
Any guesses?
No, man. I told myself I wasn't going to be the guy that says anything on the radio, too. I'm a carpenter, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem, bro. Then you know those carpenters out there going, so am I, man. Hey. The answer to the question would be Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, okay.
Shot in Memphis.
Oh, Memphis.
Memphis. Mm-hmm. All right, the question, which Disney character's love interest is named Jasmine?
Yes.
Aladdin.
Knew that one. He answered that like that's offensive.
One's got a federal holiday.
The other's a Disney movie. And honestly, yeah, but I'm going through these questions. I knew the answer to James Earl Ray, the Jasmine one. I'm like, Jasmine?
Yeah.
Prince somebody? I'm terrible with Disney. I don't know. Once again.
I don't know Disney either.
Which one to sleep? Because there's Princess Aurora.
That is Sleeping Beauty.
That's Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
Sleeping Beauty Snow White.
Princess Aurora?
It was Snow White.
She's just Snow White.
Snow White, Snow White.
Yeah.
How white are you that your name is Snow White?
Is she a princess?
Yeah. Or she's technically a Disney princess, but you know what? Yes, she married the prince, so yeah.
Is her first name Snow?
No, her name is Snow White.
The full name is Snow White.
I mean, think about what you look like when you were born. I'm naming that baby Snow White.
Two Chainz' name is Two Chainz. His first name is not Two.
All right. Okay. I'm just checking. I didn't know. I didn't know.
Do you know that on good authority?
I do.
If I called
him
Mr. Chainz.
I've seen his birth certificate.
Well, I realized when I was reading Olivia Newton-John's obituary that she has a brother. So say his name is on a Sebastian Newton-John.
All right.
And a sister, older sister, also Newton-John. I did not realize that Newton-John, with two names, was in fact one last name, you see.
Yeah.
But then I thought, who would name a woman her middle name Newton?
Right.
You know, like, that's my little kid, you know, Natalie Newton-John. You wouldn't do that.
John.
So I just figured out.
I figured it was a fake name because it kind of rolls off the tongue.
Well, you can see the little hyphen between Newton and John.
I know, but sometimes. You can still hyphen, like, you know, 50 Cent.
What does that mean?
Right?
You mean like
Spider-Man.
Is that you took your mom's maiden name and your dad's name?
Yeah, I've known somebody to do that.
Okay, all right.
Then you grew up in that household.
Correct, yes.
So you were the Newton Johns.
Oh, my God.
Even a football player, Valdez
Scantling. So my middle name was
Scantlin something. Yeah,
Valdez Scantling. Mm-hmm. Mine would be Quillen.
But that makes me wonder that what is her mom's first name?
Because
like either mom said, like, hey, I just want to keep my maiden name as part of the, or said, my first name, the last name John, is god awful. Like Ivana. Right? Ivana John. Like, nah, I'm putting Newton in there. I'm saying Olivia Newton-John's mother's first name sounded awful with the last name John, and that's why she kept Newton. Mm-hmm. I based this on nothing.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Ron.
Hello, Tommy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Hola.
Tommy, are you sober or not sober?
Oh, I just ate a handful of mushrooms.
All right, Tommy. Welcome to the show. Have they kicked in yet, Tommy?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good news. On our men's room poll.
I just got to ask, is it a day off or is that just a normal thing you do on...
I'm a heart surgeon.
On a Thursday.
I got a guy.
All right. Yes. Hey, that's the best reason I've come up with. Hey, okay, Tommy, you got to send a pic of your genitals. Are you sending them to your mom, your dad, your boss, or your ex's parents?
Well, I don't have any. She cut them off a long time ago.
Are you talking about your mom?
No, my wife.
Oh, okay. All right. You still married?
Oh, yeah.
She's a lucky woman.
We'll see after this trip.
Is she also tripping on mushrooms?
No.
Okay. Is she aware that you are tripping on mushrooms?
She's sucking on a Bud Light.
Just like the John Mellencamp song. Okay, I'm going to put it. I'm going to say you're going to send this to your dad. Just to make it easy for Tom.
Okay. All right. Okay. You know what? I didn't know where this call was going. I like him now.
Very relaxed.
I like the spirit.
Yeah, she's over there sucking on a Bud Light.
No, the guy named Bud Light. I like it. All right, multiple choice question for you. Farting, burping, sneezing, or coughing. What is banned in public places in Florida after 6 p.m. on a Thursday? It's a very, very specific law.
Bush Light.
Oh, Bush Light.
Bush Light, she said.
Yeah.
You know, very important.
I'm clear. Bush lattes, yeah. I got you.
Actually, I'm not surprised.
I bet it's a tall boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you need to
react. Because I'm stunned. So farting, burping, sneezing, or coughing, what is banned in public places in Florida after 6 p.m. on a Thursday?
Farting.
All right. Tommy, one and done on the show.
Tommy.
Good job. Again.
Good job.
What do you think happened on a Thursday after 6 p.m. in Florida? It's a law.
Yeah.
You know what?
Did you know that when you were in Miami?
I did not know that. So technically, they could have arrested me or fined me. I bet you something like some politician back in the day is probably like playing poker on Thursdays with his buddy who's a judge or other buddy Larry and Dopey down the way. And whatever reason, every time they played poker, Dopey thought it was hilarious to just light the place up. And I'm telling you, this politician looked at the judge and said, look, we play poker on Thursdays at 6 p.m. Make farting illegal.
Did you just fart?
No, I think it was Mike.
Great.
Oh, the look on his face says yes. Game is Big Dummy 206-421 round. Hello, Scott. Dummy. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Scott. No, Scott.
Scott.
Go check back in.
Oh, hey.
Scott, are you sober or not sober today?
I'm sober.
Sober, Scott. Welcome to Big Dummy. On our men's room poll. You gotta send a pic of your genitals to one of the following. Will it be your mother, your dad, your boss, or your ex's parents?
It would have to be my dad. He would certainly look askance at me and ask me what was I thinking, but at the end of the day, it would be the least humiliating.
Huh? Fair enough. By the way, Ted, somebody here points out Snow White was a princess before she was married. Check your facts. All right, who did she marry?
Jet Black?
I mean, like, who the hell did she marry?
Right, I mean, I guess she was already princess, but she didn't marry a prince.
So she was already a princess and married a prince anyway.
That's what the text is saying.
That's how royals roll.
Snow White, though, very nice princess. Talked to her once at Epcot.
Oh, really? Yeah, but she can't break character, right?
She didn't break character, but, like, Cinderella, I don't know how to explain it. Like, Cinderella doesn't chit-chat. You're, like,
She's highfalutin.
Yeah, Snow White was kind of hanging out over by Mexico and was, like, taking pictures.
I like that brown! Snow White getting freaky tonight. All right, so if I understand Disney characters must stay in characters that go through the park. Are there any villains? Like, is Scar walking through the park? Who's the big blue bitch from Little Mermaid? I can't remember her name, dude. Ursula, right. So if they're walking through the park.
Captain Hook's there.
And like a kid. Yeah, he's so aloof, I get it. But if I'm a kid and there's Scar, like, can I get my picture? I'll kill you, right? You can't be nice and be Scar.
There's villains, though, and they're mean. Like, Captain Hook got pissed because he walked by us and we started doing the tick-tock, tick-tock. And he, like, turned around and was like, argh.
Yeah, I think he actually meant that, though.
They keep to character and they are a little bit catty, but they'll still probably take their picture.
See, I wouldn't. I'd be their best villain ever.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Gaston, the big strong guy from Beauty and the Beast, was there doing push-up competitions with people and just absolutely owning them.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. All right, here is your question. Babe Ruth, Jackie Robinson, Honus Wagner, or Johnny Bench? Which baseball Hall of Famer was nicknamed the Flying Dutchman?
I'm going to have to go with Honus Wagner.
Bam.
One and done.
Nice thoughts.
That's the most valuable baseball card, isn't it still?
That's what they said.
It has been forever.
There might be one more. But
because I don't think it'll ever not be. There's only a couple of them that ever existed.
Hmm.
Okay. Is that why it was so...
Well, I'm sure there was more back in the day. But I think that's why it's so valuable, because it's one of the first, and there's only a limited supply of them.
Oh, okay. Every once in a while, they'll find a box, got old baseball cards, like a cigar box.
Yeah.
Open it up, like, oh, there they are.
My brother used to have a rookie Pete Rose, and now we're both kind of like,
1969 or 68?
I think.
Black border tops?
I think 69, yes.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. Game's picked up, 8206-421-ROCK. Hello, Mo. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Mo, are you sober or not sober?
Well, I'm sober, but I like to meet that guy with the mushrooms.
I think a lot of people would.
Mo, he's got a guy.
That's exactly right. All right, you got to send a pic of your genitals there, Mo. Will it be to your mom, your dad, your boss, or your ex's parents?
Well, I've never been married. Mom and dad are passed. And I hate to send it to my boss, but that's my only choice.
All right, you got to send it to your boss.
Sorry, boss.
That's the way life works out.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm definitely sending it to my ex-mother-in-law. Because my ex-father-in-law is dead now, so I'm narrowing down.
But your ex-mother-in-law has felt it in the crease of her back when you spooned her.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, I remember it well. I mean, that's a fact, Ed.
I
got in bed naked. It was an accident, but she'll be like, I remember this.
It was an accident.
Sure.
Jesus.
Sure it was.
Yeah. I want to commend you guys on your Emmy-winning performance in today's show and the content.
Oh, well, thank you very much. We obviously put a lot of work into this. By the way, as far as evil Disney villains walking around the park, somebody here says all the villains are out at night right now for their big Halloween special that they've been pumping.
Oh, all right.
All right, so the villains are out. And then Snow White's married the Huntsman.
The Huntsman?
All right, what do we got here? Oh, is this Gaston?
Yeah.
We're watching a video of Gaston is doing a push-up contest. And he's not going against a slouch.
No.
Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. He's one-handed.
Yeah, he's giving him a hand.
Oh, the other guy's doing one-handed push-up. All right.
Trying to, yes.
I couldn't do that many.
No.
I'm not going to take Gaston.
No. No. No.
I mean, the other guy's in really good shape. That guy, Gaston's just Gaston.
It's probably like, yeah, bro. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of ass. All right, Mo. Here is your question. What disease grounded astronaut Ken Mattingly, a.k.a. Gary Sinise, from Apollo 13?
Wow. Was it, I don't know. Gary Sinise wasn't on Apollo 13.
He was in the movie. He played the role of Ken Mattingly.
VD, I don't know.
VD, I like the answer, VD. If I were an astronaut and I got grounded because of VD, I'd brag about it. Oh, sorry, I got the clap last night, can't make it. That would be measles.
Measles.
Measles. All right, the question. Isla Nublar, a.k.a. the location of Jurassic Park, is located 120 miles west of what country?
Give me something relevant, guys.
It's where dinosaurs live, man. How's that not relevant?
I didn't take American history that well.
Are you talking about where it was actually filmed or where it is in the movie?
In the movie, it says, I have Isla Nublar.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Located 120 miles off the coast of...
Mike Skull Donald. Island.
We call it Costa Rica, but in the movie, Costa Rica.
Oh.
It's also Isla Sorna. He's got two islands.
So he's rich.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, question. Which two states share a border with teeny tiny Rhode Island?
Maine.
Massachusetts.
No, Rhode Island is Connecticut.
You're both right. Connecticut and Massachusetts.
Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. I think Maine only borders Vermont. Is that correct?
Hang on.
I think Vermont... I think Maine only borders Vermont as far as U.S. states go.
Does it not touch New Hampshire at all?
I did once, but I got in trouble.
No, I don't.
Damn it, Maine.
Company Christmas party.
Right. Maine had a little too much to drink. New Hampshire's like, I am not...
Insane in the Maine!
Correct.
So Maine only borders Vermont.
No, backwards. It's actually only New Hampshire.
Maine only borders New Hampshire.
Correct.
What the hell does Vermont border? New York. And...
Yeah. New Hampshire, Massachusetts.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Montreal.
I almost know my geography.
Right, because Vermont's closer to Canada, whereas like you have Massachusetts, then New Hampshire, then Maine.
Yeah.
All right, your question. What color is cerulean?
Uh,
What shade of color is cerulean?
Is this a Home Depot paint color?
No, it's an actual color, but it's a shade of, like, what I call guy colors. We just recognize them for what they are. We go light to dark.
A guy color, huh?
Yeah, in other words, we say, like, red, white, blue, red. I talk to my wife. She's like, this is, and she gives a name, and I'm like, I don't know what that is. So she'll have to explain, like, light green. I'm like, okay, call
it. Okay, this is one for my girl, Izzy. How about Paisley?
Paisley, a new color. In this case, it'd be blue. Blue.
Question five, Mo.
All right, question number five. Name the lake in Nevada that continues to expose more human remains as its waters recede.
Yeah. Been across that dam 1,000 times outside of Vegas.
So you got Hoover Dam on Lake...
Have you yet to try this alcoholic beverage?
It was also a general.
What did you guess?
Alcoholic.
Think, what's the fair? Renaissance Fair.
Yes.
They get real excited about this drink.
Fermented honey?
I believe so.
So no, it's served by a wench.
Mm-hmm.
I got real flustered. Lake Titicaca.
Lake Mead. All right, hang on the line there for us, Mo. We'll get back to the other side of the break.
More Big Time coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-421-ROCK.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.